Getting a pet has been a popular thing to do during the pandemic, and that's increased the demand for vets, and many are now suffering from the pressure of long hours. Up to 30% of veterinarians are quitting within 5 years of entering the industry, and leaders are now calling for government support to turn that around, as Annie Guest reports.
Come on, boys. Come here. Sit. Good boy. Good girl. It's a full house. With cats and dogs of every shape and size. Never a dull moment in this house, but it's heaps of fun.
This Brisbane animal lover would do almost anything for her three cats and four dogs, who all live inside her home.
Their family. Anything they need comes first, and I'd give absolutely anything to get them the care that they need.
But all this devotion comes at a cost. Owners are expecting the latest in diagnostics and treatments, even 24-hour pet hospitals. After 30 years in the industry, Dandenong Ranger's vet, Moss Siddle, has never been busier. Today, he's treated anxious and arthritic animals, checked lumps, given vaccinations, and also...
dog that had inflammatory bowel disease, another little dog that was irritated and had an abscess. I also saw a chicken today. I saw a chicken that had been attacked by a fox. Then there was Daxy that had eaten the chocolate. An old cat that had kidney failure.
Dealing with difficult animals is one thing, but what he finds harder is copping abuse from their owners.
We can cop the brunt of the high finances that people have expended on their pet. You know, if you really cared for my pet, then it wouldn't cost so much, you know. It's hard not to take that personally because, you know, put in all that time, stayed up all night trying to get the poor dog through.
The Australian Veterinary Association says long hours and low pay are driving 30% of vets from the industry within 5 years of graduation. The president of the Australian Veterinary Association, Dr. Warwick Vale.
We're seeing a workforce crisis at the moment.
A recent survey of 2,500 vets found the profession wants shorter working hours and better conditions.
It's fast heading to a state at the moment where the profession is not viable, and that's going to threaten clinical and veterinary services across the country if we continue on the pathway that we are. We just want government to help us get off that pathway. Well, we know we have to help ourselves, but we need the community and government support to help us.
And that government support could be offering tax rebates for pet insurance, akin to private health insurance for people.
That would help the sustainability of the profession. It would help remove some of those factors around anxiety and distress and a conflict around pricing and people's affordability.
It's an idea that the Veterinary Association is now planning to take to the federal government.
Annie Guest with that report.